Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Use it all you want. Break it. If you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question every week on the right there on the homepage. Check it out, as well as the Brain Trust members, including our friend Catherine Crowley, who's with us right now. She's been a Brain Trust member for a while now, and you can go back and listen to the things that she has taught us in the past in her own suite there on our website. Her book, along with Kathy Elster, her co-author and partner, is called Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And Catherine, that's available wherever books are sold.
Yes.
And also on their own website, ksquaredenterprises.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so check that out too. Catherine, we're talking about the generational diversity in the marketplace, and there's something that I wonder about, and I've been wondering about it for a long time. A couple of years ago, I asked my 20-something employees. I made this statement. I said, folks, tell me. I said, kids, tell me how wrong I am about with this statement. I said, I believe that the amount of distractions online with cell phones, et cetera, in the workplace that are not work-related, whether it be social media, texting, whatever, in the workplace by your generation, I'm concerned that has become epidemic. And my own 20-something employee said, boss, you're not wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then recently, we saw some research that showed that in a college class where students were allowed to open their computers up and were using the computers, the laptops, for the course, that a high percentage, 60-something or more percent, I've forgotten the number, of the things that the students were looking at were not class-related.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talk to us about this, Kathy. Catherine, are you seeing this out there? Is this a problem?
Yes, I mean, very often it's referred to as we are a culture of distractibility, and I don't think this is just Generation Y that's dealing with this.
You're probably right
at this point, you know. And so, going back to business and what companies can do, you would ask, do companies monitor this? Yes. Many companies do.
There is technology that will allow a company to check their network, and the network will actually give a report on what the people did online.
That's right, where they've been online. And so, if there is a situation that you want changed, my belief is, and Kathy Elster, I'm sure, would say the same, is you have to create a policy that addresses it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, we know you're not going to erase all texting, and you certainly know that you're not going to stop people from doing a certain amount of social media, and many businesses are encouraging a certain degree of social media for their own promotion, right?
Right.
So that's all, it's all part of what's happening right now. But what a company can do is be very clear about the rules of the game. For example, if you have a policy that when you're in a staff meeting, it's not permissible to be online, then that's your policy. I've gone into conference rooms where no cell phones are allowed.
Right.
Now that becomes more and more challenging as people are now receiving everything through their cells or through their mm-hmm. Blackberries or iPhones. But you, as a business owner, have the right to set certain limitations down. And if your employees don't follow them, then you have to have a certain, you have to decide what the consequences are. And this is, this is the responsibility of anyone who's running a workforce. It's tough because, of course, no one's going to like it when you put down limitations. On the other hand, you're helping your staff focus.
Right.
You're helping them be able to zero in and really accomplish a task effectively.
Well, one thing that I know that's going on that's cut into the distractions is there are way too many hats to wear and not nearly enough heads to put them on these days in the workplace.
Right.
I mean, we're getting a lot of work done, but we don't have as many employees working as we used to have. So if the work's getting done, somebody's having to say, whoa, I can't return that text. I got work to do. But I do want to, before we end here, Catherine, I do want to point out and say this again, that if you want to take your company into the 21st century with the capability that you're going to need in terms of social media, in terms of leveraging technology, et cetera, Catherine, you're not going to hire somebody my age. You're going to hire somebody who's 25.
That's right.
They have so much to offer in that area.
Exactly. And in so doing, you have to be willing to foster their development as a young professional.
Yeah. And I like that you said that. And isn't that what we have to do? I mean, we have to tell, you know, the folks who are my age, you have to say, okay, these people have a lot to offer. You're going to have to bring them along. And the younger folks, you know, be sure that you respect these folks who are older than you. They may not be as sharp as you are in some things, but they know where the bodies are buried. What do you think, Catherine?
Yes, Jim, I agree.
the respect's got to go both ways, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, you know, one of the things that's true is respect is shown through action. And
yeah.
I know back to Gen Y, is that they want to be trusted to do
right.
a good job.
Yeah.
So that's part of what you have to do.
Well said. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. She and Kathy Elster wrote the book, Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Catherine, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We've loved having you here. See you next time. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. That's Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.